On with the questions. First of all, though, Anna Laura, here's a question from Rory, and he says, what's going on in the brain when people have depression and anxiety? And when does sadness become depression?
Right, yes. We know certain things about what's going on in the brain when people are more depressed. So one of the things is, for instance, the serotonin system is a neurotransmitter system that makes you happy. And that system is shown to be, there's a bit less serotonin in the brain in certain regions. Another thing that is kind of well replicated or well known now is that there are certain networks of brain regions that are working differently, or they're more or less active in people with depression. For instance, the ventral limbic system is elevated in its connectivity, and that means that it is excessively actively giving you negative mood. We also know that the frontal striatal network is lower, and that is related to loss of interest and motivation and less pleasure in activities. We also know that the default mode network is more active, and that is related to more ruminative negative thinking about yourself. But the problem is that you can have different kind of sorts of depression. And a researcher has shown that there are over 1,000 different types of depression. So we know that there are lots and lots of different types of depression. That also means that there are lots and lots of different types of depression in the brain. And in addition to that, you can have the same type of depression, but with different reasons for that depression. So you can have depression because you had a really severe stress in early life, or you can have depression because you have financial difficulties. So even if you have the same type of depression or the same symptom clustering, you can still have different causes and therefore different mechanisms through which you get to these systems. So we don't really know yet. And the reason for that is it's so multifaceted.
It's certainly a tough one to crack, isn't it? And a common problem as well. Maybe one in five people at any one time are said to be suffering depressive symptoms, aren't they?